Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Energetic Alignment, your daily dose of affirmations and energy-boosting wisdom. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy, wonderful journey called life with a little more grace, a whole lot of love, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Today, we're diving deep into something that's absolutely crucial for our well-being, emotional awareness, and intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster with no map. Trust me, I get it. We all have those days when feelings just seem to hijack our thoughts and actions. But here's the good news. We can absolutely learn to become more aware of our emotions, understand them better, and ultimately use them to our advantage. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is like having a superpower, the ability to connect with ourselves and others on a deeper level, navigate challenges with resilience, and build stronger, more meaningful relationships. So, how do we cultivate this incredible power? Buckle up, my friends, because I've got 5 key takeaways that will absolutely rock your world. Number 1. Practice self-reflection. This isn't about dissecting every little feeling like a lab rat, okay? It's about taking some quiet time each day to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What triggered these feelings? Don't judge those emotions, just acknowledge them. Journaling is an amazing tool for this. Think of it as a safe space to pour out your heart and mind without any judgment. Number 2. Label your emotions. It sounds simple, but putting a name to that swirling mess of feelings can actually help you understand them better. Are you feeling anxious? Overwhelmed? Joyful? Frustrated? Be specific. The more you label your emotions, the better you become at recognizing and understanding them. It's like creating your own emotional vocabulary, empowering, right? Number 3. Identify your emotional triggers. Ever notice that certain people, situations, or even thoughts can send your emotions into overdrive? Those are your triggers. Knowing what sets you off is crucial because it allows you to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally. You can't always avoid triggers, but awareness gives you the power to respond more skillfully instead of reacting impulsively. Number 4. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. We all need healthy ways to manage our emotions. No one wants to be a walking emotional time bomb. Find what works for you, whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, listening to music, or talking to a trusted friend. These coping mechanisms help regulate your emotional state and create a sense of calm even when things get tough. Number 5. Practice empathy. This is where the magic really happens. When you cultivate empathy, you begin to understand the emotions and experiences of others more deeply. This opens up doors to compassion, connection, and building stronger relationships. Think about it like this. Imagine walking into a room filled with people who are all feeling different things, some happy, some sad, some anxious. If you approach each person with open ears and a genuine desire to understand their emotional landscape, you'll create an environment of warmth, connection, and support. Now, let me share a quick real-world example to make all this even more tangible. Imagine your coworker just gave you a frustrating piece of feedback. You feel your heart rate rising, irritation bubbling up, and that urge to snap back at them. But instead of reacting defensively, take a moment to pause. Breathe deeply. Acknowledge those feelings. I'm feeling really frustrated right now. Then try to understand their perspective. Maybe they are having a tough day themselves, or maybe they genuinely want to help you improve. By practicing empathy and emotional awareness in that moment, you can turn a potentially negative interaction into an opportunity for growth and understanding. Alright, beautiful souls, let's recap. We've learned the incredible power of cultivating emotional awareness and intelligence by practicing self-reflection, labeling our emotions, identifying triggers, developing healthy coping mechanisms, and practicing empathy. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep pushing forward. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to become more emotionally aware? Share it in the comments below, and let's inspire each other on this incredible journey of growth and transformation. Until next time, stay radiant, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.